And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. We love having your company on Sunday mornings. I'm Elise Elliott, one of your hosts today. First of all, our thoughts go out to all those ravaged by recent floods. Their families, health, livelihoods, homes, cars, even their pets, all affected. Joining me today is Gerald Quigley, pharmacist and master herbalist. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, Elise. Wonderful to see you.
Thank you. I love being here.
And we all share your thoughts on those in the country at the moment.
Yeah.
In whatever state, New South Wales went through it, now it's Victoria's turn. You just wonder what's going on.
Yep. Thank you, Gerald. Indeed. And also joining us is Zoe Bingley-Pullen, nutritionist. Good morning, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, all. How are you doing today?
Terrific. Nice and early. Feeling great. Feeling great.
It's always good to be up early.
We have an action-packed and very colourful show for you today. We're discussing an issue that affects so many of us, and that is chronic pain. Gerald, we were discussing this a little bit earlier, affecting so many people. Are you living with chronic pain? Give us a call, 131873. We are taking your calls. More than 3 million people suffer with this. So we're chatting to Dr. Stephen DeGraff. He's Director of Pain Services at Epworth Rehabilitation and Mental Health. He's going to discuss about how to recognise these things and the tools to put in place to alleviate chronic pain. But imagine living with someone with chronic pain as well.
We use the word chronic and we just brush over
it.
But chronic, now we've all probably had a toothache and it might last and you think, oh, I can't wait to get to the, and it might last for a couple of days. Imagine living with a painful issue for 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, and not having any option available that seems to work. Now, hopefully, Stephen will point us in the right direction of some steps we can put into place. I know they've got a good program at Epworth.
Mm-hmm.
How available is it? Where do we go? In what other states are similar things happening?
Yeah, and so Gerald and I were discussing earlier about the notion of sleep. I mean, having chronic pain, it must impact on your sleep, and then that compounds the problem as well.
Most definitely, and we know the impact of poor sleep and what that can actually do to our health long-term as well. So I think, Gerald, you're absolutely right. The poor effect it can actually have overall. And a lot of people don't realise this. Chronic is only considered 3 to 6 months. So if you are in that position, you do need to really seek out and get that assistance.
Yep. So 131873 is the number to call. Are you living with chronic pain? We will be discussing that coming up. Also, now this is a bit exciting. We are delving into the art world. I know, something a little unusual for this show. We're exploring the Bromley Fragrance Collection. It's created in collaboration with one of our country's most iconic artists, David Bromley. He's best known for those extraordinary large-scale works that include childhood images from the 50s, beautiful butterflies, and, of course, those rather fetching female nudes. Do you have one, Zoe?
I do indeed.
Oh, I knew you would have one.
This was a gorgeous gift that everybody donated for my husband and I's wedding. So 15 years ago.
There you go. Do you have one, Gerald, on your wall?
No. Well, at the moment, this is the Geelong Football Club premiership thing. So
equally as good.
I have to take David's picture down.
Equally as fetching. So that is very exciting. It's a collaboration between artist David Bromley. There's a fragrance coming out. And if you look at the House of Wellness lift out, I think that goes into when you buy something from House of Wellness.
No, a News Limited papers.
And it's News Limited
right
papers today. And there is David Bromley
on
the cover looking fabulous with butterflies behind him. Mm. Also, Gerald, we have two interesting health topics today. What are we discussing?
We're going to be talking vitamin D. And Zoe, isn't it puzzling that in a country like Australia, so many people have poor levels of vitamin D because we're almost brought up from childbirth to be fearful of the sun, and it's time we perhaps became a little more realistic about it.
All that coming up in your calls, 131873, right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet. Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here is the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex is only $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We love your calls here on the House of Wellness. 131873 is the number to call. Are you suffering from chronic pain or just any of your health issues? Zoe Bingley-Pullen here is here to discuss them, and Gerald Quigley, of course, always ready with an amazing answer. So chronic pain, it's so common in our country. One in five people aged over 45 are living with it. Persistent pain, it must be so incredibly disabling, so stressful, not only on people themselves, but also their families. Joining us on the line is Director of Pain Services and Senior Rehabilitation Physician at Epworth Rehabilitation and Mental Health, Dr. Stephen DeGraff. Hi, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
It's our pleasure. Now, we established earlier chronic pain is pain that lasts beyond, say, a normal healing time after an injury. So generally 3 to 6 months. But what is the source of this sort of pain?
Well, it may result from injury from previous damage to joints or body tissue. And then there's an alteration within the nervous system where the nerves continue to signal the pain, although the original condition may have healed.
It's quite interesting because I have a lot of clients that come and see me with often pain symptoms, but fibromyalgia is one that I often get clients see me a lot of in depression. What can we do to actually support these people? Because nutrition's one component, adjustment's another component, but what can we actually say to and give them some tips to actually kind of forward on their life and get the quality back?
Well, the first thing is that you need to have, if you're really struggling with the pain, and what I mean by that is that the pain's controlling your life rather than you controlling the pain. So you will benefit from some professional help, particularly in the first instance, seeing your GP or your physiotherapist, chiropractor or osteopath and getting advice. But if their methods are not helping you move forward, then you really need to look at a multifactorial, multidimensional approach using multidisciplinary teams, which can involve pain physicians or rehabilitation physicians, physiotherapists, exercise physiologists, occupational therapists, importantly psychologists and dietitians. And they work in a model where they work together to support you to move forward.
Steve, you have a program at Epworth, which seems to be really quite outstanding, based on that team model. Now, if we focused on that, how long before or between, what interval of time between chatting with a GP and being attached to a program like that?
Generally, we can have people assessed within 3 to 4 weeks. The biggest problem often with chronic pain is things aren't done till the person's life is turned upside down.
That's right.
And it not only turns upside down the person's life themselves, but those around them, and it affects their work, their family lives, their interaction with their friends and others. And we often see within this group significant mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, sleep disturbance, which need to be addressed. The psychology of pain really is an important factor in the long-term management.
It's quite an interesting thing because who would best benefit from pain management? Because I think a lot of people have that high durability. They think, I can just keep going. Who would best benefit?
Any person who has had their life affected by the pain, so they've become more disabled, deconditioned, they've had impact on relationships. If they can acknowledge that they need to take control of the situation, that's the person who will benefit. In the long term, management of pain comes back to the individual, but the person needs to have the tools to manage that.
Steve, can I ask you a little thing from left field? We're reading in the paper, Lauren Jackson is the latest athlete. We're reading in the paper the benefits for that obtained from cannabis. Do you think it plays a role? Is it far away from being used more extensively? Is the chronic pain field where we might expect significant improvements?
That's a really good question because there's a lot of media hype here. I think the first thing to say is that management of chronic pain should not be dependent totally on medication.
Sure.
And in the past, the medical fraternity has been guilty of providing medications before providing strategies to help a person manage. Medicinal cannabis falls into the same group as other medications. Mm-hmm. Now, if you discuss this with the Faculty of Pain Medicine, there's no question that there are advantages with medicinal cannabis consistently with treatment of anxiety and sleep disturbance. The evidence for use in pain, chronic pain in particular, is relatively poor. There are individuals who do respond, but a larger proportion do not. And I think you need to be careful in going down that pathway. There certainly needs to be discussion with your doctor before you consider using medicinal cannabis. Sure. And my comment to all my patients who bring this up is that I'm not averse to them having a trial with the medicinal cannabis. It is expensive and it does take some dedication, but if they haven't responded in 2 to 3 months, they should consider that it's not for them.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Dr. Stephen DeGraff. He's Senior Rehabilitation Physician and Director of Pain Services at Epworth Rehabilitation and Mental Health, a holistic approach to, I guess, trying to manage chronic pain. We're taking your calls here at 131 873, and plenty of calls. We have Helen from Spring Farm joins us. Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Good morning, love. Gerald, yes. I have a question.
Sure.
I live with chronic pain back in Mississippi.
Yes.
And recently I've got 2 tears in my shoulder, one foot and one half, mm-hmm. and also a trapped nerve in my back of my neck.
Okay.
I seen pain management specialist the other day. Mm-hmm. He said, we'll try an injection.
Yes.
I said, well, I've had cortisone. He said, don't ever get cortisone as it makes your bones brittle, mm-hmm. and it's not good if you've got diabetes. Mm-hmm. I said, well, how much are these injections? He said, in each point, it's $600 and something each point. He said, the government doesn't cover it. Gerald, I can't afford that being a pensioner.
Yes.
I was wondering, is the cortisone really that bad to have? I have had a lot of cortisone injections for other parts of my body.
Yeah. Look, a couple of things, Helen. I think too broadly, brand a steroid like prednisolone used correctly to reduce localized inflammation can make a significant difference. And it's a skillful injection, usually guided. However, you'd want real justification and some sort of almost guarantee of benefit if you were going to pay money for an injection that probably hasn't been explained to you all that well. I'd be probably seeking another opinion, Helen. There are lots of other ways around it. And as Dr. DeGraff has just said, it's more than just a simple one only treatment. There's a lot of other treatments that can be considered. Many are drug free, many medication free. So look, I'd be back to your GP seeking far more guidance, please.
There you go, Helen. Best of luck. Plenty of your calls and one of our most common vitamin deficiencies here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex is only $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We love having your company here on the House of Wellness, and we're taking your calls. Dot joins us from Bacchus Marsh. Good morning, Dot.
Morning, Dot.
Oh, good morning. I'm in my late 70s and normally very fit. Ride a bike, go to gym, garden, all that sort of thing. 18 months ago, I ruptured a bicep and have 2 tears in a rotator cuff. Mm-hmm. And it's literally stopped me in my tracks. I've done all of the osteopaths, physiotherapy. I've had a course of cortisone. Mm-hmm. And the only option they're coming up with now is surgery, which I'm loath to follow. And the only painkiller I can take is Panadol because I'm on a blood thinner. Mm-hmm. And I can't sleep at night. It's just...
Well, and that basically verifies, Dot, everything that Dr. Steve said before, that it's a pathway you get on and it's very hard to get off. Now, have you had a couple of opinions about the surgery? Because there is risk with surgery.
I have.
Yeah, and they've all agreed.
I'm just concerned about the fact that they say that, you know, like it's 12 weeks in a sling, six months rehab, and then there's no guarantee that I'll be pain free at the end of it.
No, and surgery never comes with a guarantee. However, realistically, you want to get back your quality of life. If this is the only option, Dot, and there are, mind you, before I get onto, there are anti-inflammatories. You can take high-dose turmeric without a problem at all. There's no issue. And if you're not sure what brand, send me an email and I'll give you some brands to take. But if this is going to regain your ability to get back on your bike, which is dangerous in itself, if you can get back on your bike and get your quality of life back, 6 months over the next 20 years is nothing. So it's a matter of equating all the good and the bad. But look, I think that's the only option, Dot. You probably don't have an option.
Oh, best of luck, Dot. Laura joins us.
Hi,
in
Laura.
South Yarra. Good morning, Laura.
Hello. Just a suggestion. People might like to try praying for those who suffer chronic pain, because I had an instance where I got absolutely fed up with this chronic stomach pain. It was probably due to an ulcer. And I just sort of blurted out, "I'm sick of this damn pain, Jesus, get rid of it."
And you got
then,
better.
And lo and behold, 1 minute later, it was completely gone, and I can't recall suffering from it ever since.
Well, there you go. So almost a pseudo-blasphemy has become positive. look, Laura, I think whatever you can do, and there's probably a role for meditation and other things in all of this as well. So, but it's a matter of, and your nutritional input's important. So many things. As Steve said before, there's no single option in controlling chronic pain. There are everything you've got to consider.
And Sue is on the line in Victoria. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning, good morning. Now I've got lots of questions for you.
Okay.
Ironically, I've been cleaning out my medical area of the cupboard in the house. I'm decluttering. And I've got so many vitamins, D. I've got two lots of vitamin D.
Yes.
They're out of date.
Yes.
Or some of the stuff is slightly out of date or a little bit out of date.
Yes.
Surely it's still all right to take them, isn't it?
No.
They're
not
expensive.
Yes, I know. So, and look, a couple of morals to the story. Don't buy stuff you're not going to take. Mm. But if it's out of date, it's out of date. There's often an element of safety either side of that date. But it's a realistic date. The manufacturer puts it on there under regulations. So the best thing to do is discard them. If you take them back to your pharmacy, he has a return of unwanted medicines bin. You don't have to worry. They're taken away and disposed of. Just take them back to your local pharmacy and Eric.
It's a good job to do. Go through your medicine cabinet,
totally.
Through all your vitamins and then return them, obviously, to your local
pharmacy.
We've
done a session on decluttering.
Yeah,
there you go.
Now, this will be interesting for you, Zoe, too. These days we're encouraged to eat as many plants in our diet as possible. You're always saying how important that is. The good news for those of us who are following vegan or vegetarian diets is that plant-based supplement ranges are now readily available. Joining us is our own pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Gerald, what does a plant-based supplement range actually offer?
Well, it offers an option in that we use these capsules called a veggie cap, Elise. And there is really a focus these days on moving away from animal-based products, Zoe, isn't there? Where veggie caps make people more comfortable. And it means that your vitamin D is actually almost then plant-based. Bearing in mind that many of us need vitamin D, it is once upon a time, vitamin D testing when you visited your GP was just routine, along with all the other things in your blood test profile. I think too many people were trying to take control of their own health, and we can't have that. Mm-hmm. So what was taken away was that vitamin D testing. You have to ask for it now. And it is surprising how many people contact a health practitioner and say, "I can't work it out. I go in the sun, I do things, I try and responsibly use the sunscreen, but my levels are very low." It's so important to have adequate vitamin D for for all the functions and the co-functions for which it is involved. And there's not a lot in food. Best one, Zoe, would be what? Eggs, fatty fish?
Egg yolk is always a good one as well, fatty fish. But it's not just the vitamin D itself. It's using them in correlation with other fats as well, because it all works synergistically to help absorb it. Mm. And we know the slip, slop, slap has worked very, very, if not a bit too effectively in some cases as well. But, you know, you and I, Gerald, know that vitamin D is imperative. It's not just related to cholesterol, bone density, but it's a lot to do with mood. I see so many of my clients come in, and an easy way to sort of stabilize their mood is just to get their vitamin D levels up. And it is worthwhile. I ask all of my clients before they come and see me to get pathology done. It's free. Just go and see your GP.
But you've got to ask for it, haven't you?
You've got to ask for it, but you can get it every 6 months at no cost as well. So it's really worthwhile.
But it's interesting, isn't it, in this sunburned country where we are told to slip, slop, slap, as you said, Zoe, you know, and we're so hypervigilant when it comes to sun protection. But the flip side of that seems we're now a country of people who have vitamin D deficiency.
Yes, and maybe there's something in our genetic profile, particularly fair-skinned people, you and I, and Zoe's a little more olive skin, but maybe we have some sort of inbuilt issue, because vitamin D has to be converted. It's in your skin. It involves cholesterol, surprise, surprise, and part of the conversion to make it easy for our body to absorb.
There you go. Always read the label and follow directions for use. More coming up on
You're
the House of
Wellness. You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Looking for a vegan vitamin D supplement? Try Vital Plant-Based Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse. It delivers 1,000 IU of vitamin D3, and unlike many other D3 supplements, it's 100% plant-based and vegan. Plus, it contains 5 types of mushrooms to support healthy immune function. Boost your vitamin D levels with Vital Plant-Based Vitamin D3 for just $22.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex is only $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Now for a little sweet smelling joy on our Sunday. It's not often on this show we get to speak with one of Australia's most iconic artists with a portfolio of work that has been exhibited on nearly every continent. We are joined by David Bromley. David, welcome.
Good morning.
You know, I thought of you last week. I was up at Noosa and I went to the Umundi surfing, no less, and there wasn't much swell, but I went to the Umundi markets, and I know that was a very interesting place where you began in many ways, your extraordinary art journey. So we're thrilled to have you on this show. Tell me a little bit about your Bromley connection with Chemist Warehouse.
First of all, just one second. Let's talk about Umundi Market for one second.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I just didn't want to get too buried in, but I loved
it. My beautiful wife has put a couple of notes for me in regards to the thing, and the computer's gone down.
So I was there
when it was all being put together. I helped everything, but there's a couple of names that she's just got there as little prompters, and I never use prompters for anything. So that'll show you why.
All right,
that'll show why.
Let's chat about your Umundi market.
The Umundi market was amazing because, indeed, it was very much the beginning of standing in the rain at 5 o'clock in the morning in my pot, hoping that I would get a stall for the day, and then I'd make, I don't know, $200, and I'd spend that all on clay and other things to kick to make my pots for the following week. And it was, people say, when did you get well known or famous? And I say, at the Umundi market. That was one of my most special times.
Yeah, and quite humble. I mean, you know, it'd be amazing to look back at yourself at that little stall. Breaking maybe $200.
I haven't changed. Now, Yugi has kindly got my prompters up.
God bless.
Now, I was
I'm in Torquay at the moment, speaking of surf, yeah. And I was 62 on a Friday.
Happy birthday!
So happy birthday!
The prompt is I think my mind is still strong, but
good.
The prompters are there just in case.
So now you've remained very faithful to your distinct style, but used various mediums. And as an aside, I still want you to do a surfboard for me, but I'd never surf on it. But let's have a little...
You've got to surf on it. You've got to surf on it.
No way. I just put it on the wall. I'd be embarrassed to kick slam on it. It wouldn't happen. Now, Yugi is going to want us to start talking about, come on, your collaboration with Chemist Warehouse. What's going on? Yes. Perfume, your latest venture.
So I've launched the Bromley Collection with Bondi Perfume Company and Chemist Warehouse. I've done a series of three, thank goodness, because I don't like a standalone image. I'm very confused when I see one piece of someone's art. I like to see a little body of art, and then each piece sort of explains itself. And it's very sort of Warholian, you know, to have a bunch of images that all relate and play off each other. I came up with the idea of a noir. An oriental and a floral, and then kindly asked three absolutely beautiful women that I've known for some time, who I thought embodied those particular scents, and chose them for the actual images. And it's really interesting because I said to them, this is going to be great, and I've really noticed that since the perfume has come out, the joy they seem to be getting out of it. Because when it's a concept, you say, you know, when people say, oh, you should do this, it's going to be great, and they go, oh yeah, I've heard that before, but to see how happy they are now it's done and their faces on it makes me really pleased, because I don't want it. I want it to be about them as well.
David, I am lucky enough to have one of your paintings. It was given to me on my wedding anniversary. All my friends, together. So I love it. So I've got Charlotte on my wall.
Yes. Charlotte, a lovely friend of mine.
Good, yes.
But as a lot of them are. So yes, she's been
you're very lucky
because 20 years.
She makes us very happy. But when I was reading more about you, I loved learning a little bit more about your collection of the Salvador Dali bottles. Has that inspiration? Because all those three gorgeous women on the bottles looks stunning. Where was the inspiration to actually create bottles with females and nudes?
I've always loved packaging. I love it as a form. I certainly think, just the sort of the contemporary art scene, as your only place for your art to go is way too limiting for me. I love, and my interest itself, well, I was a potter, so I used to make vessels, but I've always loved packaging and boxes and things like that. So to me, my work definitely works between, working with clay, working with bronze, working with canvas, paint, but I definitely love design as well. And I think there's definitely a place when I first started making art, if you weren't sort of right in your slot, you were a painter or a sculptor, or a designer or a craftsperson, never could the things meet. And that's absurd to me because, Warhol should have smashed that out of the park, as would Dali, Picasso, the same. To actually put your things on sort of, it sort of turns the table on the whole pop art.
Definitely.
Art becomes...
usable.
Art becomes a sort of culture, and your work is basically going out to a whole lot more people that wouldn't normally see it just in the contemporary art scene.
There you go. So if you want some olfactory joy, a trio of alluring fragrances created by David Bromley, available at Chemist Warehouse. So exciting, David. I won't hit you up for a surfboard, but I will hit you up for a surf at some time. How about that?
Oh, do both. Do both.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday morning. Coming up, B vitamins and what they can do for us right here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex is only $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's terrific having your company here on the House of Wellness, and we are taking your calls. Jim joins us from Mentone. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Morning. How are you doing?
We're well. How can we help?
Medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. I was prescribed medical cannabis.
From your doctor? Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. It works exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that you're not allowed to drive on it.
Well, this is all about the there are two components of cannabis, Jim. One is CBD, which is the anti-inflammatory part, and the other is THC. The skill in prescribing it is giving you relief from the chronic pain with minimum interruption to how you can think, and there's a lot of skill involved. So the hope is that over time, more and more research will show that particular sorts of pain respond to particular blends of the CBD and the THC. So it's just a matter. Are you still taking it, Jim?
No, I'm not. Okay. Mine was prescribed for insomnia, yes. And currently I take Stilnox every night.
Okay.
Due to taking OxyContin.
Yes.
And I'm more drowsy in the morning after taking Stilnox.
Yes, of course you will be.
Of course. Medical marijuana.
Yes, and have you explained that to your doctor?
Yeah, but that doesn't help move the law.
No, well, the law, invariably, the law is reactionary. We don't think through laws all that well. Mm. So over time, I'm sure, Jim, that will change. That will change. But in the meantime, maybe even a bit of a blend of both, little bit of one, little bit of the other.
And it's definitely worthwhile mentioning. I mean, I see a lot of clients that have acquired CBD, not medically. And what I'm noticing is that unless you are getting it medically, it can often have a combination of THC in it. So it's really worthwhile doing it down the correct channels. We're still a Schedule 3. CBD is a Schedule 3 drug and THC is still Schedule 4. It will change over time. And hopefully the cost is the big component, which is what we find a lot of people. It's just too expensive for the average person, but the effects are accumulative and are looking like they're going to be very positive moving forward.
Keep an eye out too, Jim. There will be an extract with no THC available
perfect.
In years to come on prescription. That's going to solve all the problems.
There you go, Jim. Hang out for that one. Now, Gerald, A to Z of vitamins.
Well, we're talking B vitamins today, Elise. These are water-soluble vitamins that invariably we get from our food, and we use them all the time. As soon as you're stressed, your B levels drop significantly, and I've yet to meet anybody who at some stage or other across the day doesn't have some stressful issue. Could even be just getting the car, could be having your wheel stolen. You never know. But these things can happen.
Poor Elise.
These things can happen. But the thing we talked with Stephen before about a team effort, and the Bs come as a team. Mm. They do, you can buy them individually, but they work better in a team because each member of the team plays a role in your emotional balance and your energy production. Mm. So get some advice if you feel that energy levels are low. There's always other things as well, but get some advice so that your B levels can be returned to where they might be.
Yeah, can we get enough of these in our everyday diet?
Well, in theory we do, but Zoe, we've talked before, the National Health and Medical Research Council, the National Institute of something, worked out in a survey that 92% of us don't get enough fruits and veg.
And I think what's important to know is supplements are cumulative. They're best taken for periods of time to really build up the stores, and then the diet itself can actually support it. But to give you an example, our stress levels, we utilize so much B5 when we are stressed that basically what we need is a constant supply. And also these are water-soluble vitamins, which means they get flushed out much more effectively. So we know that they are better taken exactly as the packaging says, but can also be taken a couple of times, but with some good fats as well. So it's almost that encapsulation, that support network works more effectively.
The A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Pro Activated B Complex, a convenient, high-strength, one-a-day formulation to help stress responses in the body. And we're taking your calls. Pat joins us from Keel or Downs. Hi, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hi. How are you?
We're well. How can we help you?
I've been suffering with chronic pain since 2019. I've had, between 2019 and 2021, I've had knee, shoulder, two open heart surgeries and back surgery. And recovered well from those operations, mm-hmm. but now I've developed severe restless legs and burning feet and tingling in my legs.
You may have heard before, Pat, we had an amazing chap, Dr. Stephen DeGraff from Epworth. Give Epworth a call. He will put you into contact with the important people.
Best of luck with that, Pat, and more coming up here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Feeling low on energy? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex from Chemist Warehouse. Formulated with activated vitamin B5, B6 and B12, it helps support energy production, nervous system health and a healthy stress response in the body. Go back to being your energetic self with Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex in a convenient one-a-day dose for just $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex is only $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Don't forget the House of Wellness lift out in News Limited papers and the TV show today, 12 noon. Gerald, was so lovely having your
company. To see you, Elise. See you, Zoe.
Bye, Zoe. Guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.